Here's Jerry Papenfuss, president of the KAGE stations, to reflect on KAGE's history, philosophy, and its commitment to the future.
We are proud to be part of this community and its heritage, and we are proud of the service we have provided to the Winona area. Of course, it would not have been possible to provide that service to the community had it not been for our many faithful advertisers. We appreciate the confidence our advertisers have placed in us. We are thankful, too, for our wonderful listeners. Some of you may remember Al Tedesco, who started KAGE. Some people said a second station wouldn't make it in Winona. About 4 years later, the station was purchased by Jim Getz and his two partners. It was at the time Jim and his partners purchased the station that I started at KAGE as a part-time salesman. I remember some of my friends telling me I was joining a sinking ship. About 5 years later, Jim and I bought out his other partners, and in 1971, Jim sold his half to me. That's when we started KAGE-FM, so we could provide our listeners in the Winona area with information and entertainment 24 hours a day. From these beginnings, we have grown to the Result Radio Group, which operates an AM and FM in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, and an AM in Blue Earth, Minnesota. Our stations in Fergus Falls provide coverage to a large portion of northwestern Minnesota, eastern North Dakota, and northeastern South Dakota. Our station in Blue Earth provides coverage to south central Minnesota and north Iowa. Throughout our stations, we share a common philosophy: service over and above what is expected from us by our advertisers and listeners.